Why should you listen to The Zone every single day from 10 to 1? It's not that tricky.
Because I like to party.
And of course, if you don't,
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studio, home of The Zone, on your fun and games station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Welcome back in The Zone. Justin Akery joined by Nate Olson of Sync Weekly. We'll talk about what's going on in Sync Weekly in just a moment. Update at the U.S. Open. Luke Donald 2-under on his round after an opening round 2-under, so he is now 4-under, leads the tournament. Phil Mickelson tees off later today. Actually, he'll tee off after we go off the air. He is at 3-under in second place all by himself. Matthew Goggin is 2-under after an opening round 68. He does not tee off for a little bit here, I guess. Actually, pretty soon. KJ Choi, 1-under through 2 today after an even par 70 opening round. So that's your mix. We have a very, very international-flavored leaderboard at the top. How about Ricky Fowler? Is it time for Ricky Fowler to make a move? Ricky Fowler opening round 70, so very much of the mix, tied for 7th along with a host of others, including Jason Day. And Roy McIlroy has fought back after shooting an opening round 73, 2-under on his second round through 3. So he is now 1-over par. He is on the course, of course, with, did I just say that? With Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is 2-over. He is minus 1 on his round after opening round 73. Adam Scott, also in their group, opening round 72. He is even thus far in his second round. So we'll continue to update you.
What's your take on Tiger?
I like him. I think he's going to be pretty good if he keeps at it.
Majors? I mean, majors?
I go back and forth. I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to... It's hard to guess. I just think it's so tough, considering where he was to where what the environment's like now. There are so many spectacular players right now.
Mm-hmm.
So tough.
We talked about that when I was on before about how, you know, he's come back, been more marketable. He's won, but I don't know if he can catch Jack Nicklaus now. I mean, he had so much momentum going before that incident, but like you said, still playing. He's playing at the higher level now, but I don't know if it will ever. I don't know how many more majors. It'd be interesting to see how he does if he wins a. How many more majors he can win.
Our intern Tyler has been hard at work today, come up with a few stories. I'll let you weigh in on these as I read them to our listeners, to both of them.
Sounds good.
A limited number of season tickets for the 2013 Arkansas football season, the first under Coach Bielema, now available for sale. Tickets for Fayetteville and Little Rock games may be purchased online at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. The Fayetteville ticket package starts at $255, features 5 games, including the A&M game and the South Carolina game, which most people are most thrilled about. I know I am. Let's see. Tickets also available in the Razorback Stadium East Indoor Club. Tickets for those are $750 each. $750, not $7.50. Little Rock package is $120, so that's $60 each, although I'm sure they're weighted 65 and what would that be, 55? Razorbacks facing Samford, the FCS program, and Mississippi State, which at times looks like an FCS program, but will be a great challenge for Arkansas this year.
Yes.
The last time Mississippi State rolled into to Little Rock, Arkansas beat them by 1,000, I think.
It was pretty close to 1,000.
Wasn't it?
Was that?
It was a lot.
I remember it was an evening game. It was a couple years ago.
Okay.
They
was
beat
that
them to death.
When, or
no.
It comes since then, yeah.
Maybe it was
Petrino.
It was Mallett.
Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Was it Mallett or was it Wilson? Maybe it was
two
Wilson.
2 years ago?
Yeah, it was
have
Wilson.
To be Tyler Wilson.
Yeah. They beat him by 1,000, I remember it. Mm-hmm. It was quite fun. Speaking of the SEC, Texas A&M officials, at least one of them, is taking a shot at Alabama. Their athletic director, Eric Hyman, an unfortunate name, took a playful jab at Alabama, whose only loss last year came at home to, of course, A&M. What do the moon and A&M have in common? He says they both control the tide. That's pretty funny. See, that's good. That's fun. See, and he won't be roasted like Brett Bielema will be for something like that, for a comment like that. Besides, Razorbacks don't control the tide. Doesn't even make any sense. NBA story, Chris Paul and Dwight Howard apparently have been in contact about maybe getting together as teammates. And the Atlanta Hawks could make it happen of all places. Atlanta is Howard's hometown. And they have the cap room to sign both max salaried contracts. Don't know if they're interested in such things. And if you're Paul, I mean, you just got your coach fired. What's the point of leaving now? You've already gotten what you wanted. And if you are the Clippers, how irritated are you? You let him have his choice on getting the coach fired. By the way, apparently they're talking to Lionel Hollins, among others. George Karl maybe also. Yeah,
how about him at Memphis? That was ridiculous.
I didn't get that. No, you never know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe he asked for a big raise. He certainly deserved one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and now you're going to talk about leaving town after getting your coach run out of town? I don't get that.
No. But, you know, that's why I don't like the NBA as much anymore. You know, you didn't see that as much back in the day. You still had – you had coaches getting fired because of malcontent players a little bit. But, yeah, that's – that doesn't make much sense either.
He's got pretty two pretty good bigs out there in Los Angeles anyway.
Yeah,
he's got – DeAndre Jordan and Blake.
They got a great team.
Where are you – why would you want to leave that?
Who knows? I think he's going to do well if he stays there. I'm curious to see who they get. Part of our Zone Rewind today, Joe Klein weighs in on the hiring of Jason Kidd in New Jersey, which was not New Jersey, but Brooklyn. Excuse me. They're going to always be the New Jersey Nets to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them New Jersey. I'm going to call them New Jersey. It's going to be hard for me to get over that. I'm sure eventually I'll be fine with it, but it's a little weird for me. All right, so, Nate, what's going on in Sync this week?
Well, our cover story is a very good one. If you've got a chance lunch today to pick this up, they're in 680 different boxes around the four-county region here in central Arkansas. Might have gotten one in your newspaper, I think, yesterday or Wednesday. But the cover story is written by Evan Demerill, who you've had up here. He's a very talented writer. We're glad to have him writing some stuff for us from time to time. But it's about the OK program. He takes a look at that program. It was a program that was established in Oakland a few years ago. It's come to Little Rock, and the Little Rock Police Department is mentoring young African-American males as far as to go to their teachers and their classes, you know, at Dunbar Middle School and some of the high schools to check on them. That young black male segment of the population is so at risk for, you worry about either them being a victim of a crime or committing a crime themselves. And one in three African-American males, according to their statistics, end up in prison. And so they're trying to do what they can, the Little Rock Police Department. They feel like if they spend the time here on the front end with these kids, they're going to have to spend less time at a crime scene. And I think it's a very, very good program. And Evan does an excellent job of illustrating just how the police are helping these kids.
What else is in there? I see there's a write-up on the new restaurant coming to town that there's been a lot of buzz about.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I've never been to Gus's Fried Chicken in Memphis, but I've heard unbelievable things. In fact, I've been on more than one occasion, I've asked people, what's your favorite barbecue in Memphis? And they said, forget barbecue, go to Gus's and eat fried chicken.
Yeah, that's saying something in a town like that.
I heard that from Sergio Garcia.
What sealed it for me was when Adam Richman was there. I was a big fan of Man vs. Food. He's just going nuts about this chicken. And I told my wife, Sheena, we've got to go to Gus's Fried Chicken. And we haven't really made it there. I was excited when they were coming here. And you never know how the different restaurants are going to be when they move and franchise. I'm telling you, this is the best fried chicken I've ever put in my mouth in my life. I like a little spice, and that it's got that spiciness to it, but it's not too hot. The crust of the coating, the skin locks in that juice, and it's awesome. And the day that we went, Spencer Watson and myself last week, there was a line out the door before they opened it at like 11 o'clock. It's worth it though. We waited probably 30 minutes to get seated, and then the food took a while to get there, but it was hot, good. Highly recommend you get a chance to go. If you get a chance to go to do it, maybe you wait a little while with the crowds. But if you have some time to wait, it's worth it, though.
But there have been some restaurants that have just been ridiculously well-received lately. I mean, I know Chewy's was the same deal out west.
And it's very economical. We put the prices in there when we – like, I'll eat a dish. Spencer does the main bar. And then I'll eat a dish or two with him and put the prices in there. It's really – and I had three pieces. I didn't need that many. By dinner time, I was still full. But it was excellent.
Tell the truth. You really only went to Sync so you would have an opportunity to do stuff like this.
I was thinking about this. In my sports career, I got paid to watch ball games, and I get paid to eat. So,
it's a good gig
how about that?
It.
Yeah.
So one bite is all it took, says Nate. Look forward to it. Yeah, I have not. I've never been to the one over in Memphis, and I don't have to go to that one because I can go to the one here.
Yeah, no, it's good, and the decor in there is good. It's waitresses, the staff. We enjoy the whole experience. If you get a chance, go down there.
All right, and if you get a chance, pick up a Sync Weekly. There's lots of
good
stuff in there.
Good material.
I've been I've been following Evan. He's been doing some things online too with Sporting Life Arkansas, and I've he's been a busy cat lately. So
he is. He loves to sink his teeth into stuff, and that's what we really want to bring to the readers.
Thing.
Huh?
It's another chicken thing?
Yeah. Other than the food. I like sinking my teeth in the food. He likes sinking his teeth into the meaty stories, to the stuff that he can really research. And we're trying to bring more of that to the publication. I've followed it since the beginning 6 years ago. Done a great job of telling you where to go, what to do, where to eat. Now we're going to add a few more stories that showcase the personalities around the area and some of the trends that are going on.
Let's take Craig and Mom Mill, and then we'll move on to a couple other things. Hey, Craig, how are you, man?
Hey, very good. I'm very excited about Gus's, too. Great chicken, but I wanted to mention that I don't think Gus's is the best fried chicken in Memphis because I prefer Uncle Lou's with the sweet, spicy love. And, you might feel uncomfortable going there, but it's definitely worth it. I mean, that sauce I buy by the drum.
I don't feel uncomfortable going anywhere. What is Uncle Lou's about?
Uncle Lou's, it's been on the Food Network, but they're basically, they do a good fried chicken, but theirs is a sweet spicy love. It's the sauce.
Okay.
And, it's just excellent. I buy it online. If you go to UncleLou's.com, you can buy the sauce online. I recommend everybody try it. It's excellent.
All right.
But I am excited about Gus's, too. I appreciate you taking my call, guys.
Yeah, Craig, thanks for the call. That's like every time anybody brings up Whataburger, they're like, oh, you got to go to CJ's. So it's like, I like Gus's, but man, you got to check this other place out. There's always something better. Everybody's got to one-up somebody. I'm just happy to be here, got to be honest. But we'll have to get them by because I have not I've not had the opportunity.
Hey, and speaking of CJ's, you brought it up. We're going to do a burger battle edition, the 26th. We're going to take six different places, and each of us is going to defend, you know, why we like that place. I've got Feltner's Whataburger, and Shay's got CJ's. So. Mm. Look for that coming up.
Actually,
we break it down for you.
I have not had the pleasure of CJ's, but I've heard it's quite good. I saw they had a billboard up the other day when I was driving to Fayetteville. I noticed it.
It's pretty good.
I will say this. If you're in Fayetteville anytime soon and you want a burger, I had one of the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life, and I think I've been there before, but I don't think I ever ate there. It was a late night. Anyway, it's on I guess it's on the square. It still counts. It's just like right off the square, but Hugo's.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Grubbs is one of my favorite places
Grubbs
to eat a burger
great.
There in Fayetteville. But
I like hanging out at Grubbs. I've never eaten there either.
Yeah,
I like hanging out with Grub. I haven't ever had any meals with him, but I like hanging out with him. He's a trip. But I'm telling you, that burger is – I had a blue cheeseburger yesterday, and it was – I'm telling you, it was – I don't know if I was just starving or what the deal was, but it was so spectacular.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, my man. I'm telling you.
Do
yourself a favor. Speaking of food, actually, Father's Day is this weekend. If you're looking for – if you're lazy – this is the best deal. Like the worst thing about not living around my family, and people might think it's this, that, or the other, it's the worst thing is you can get away with the easiest gifts, which is taking somebody out to eat. Plus, it's a benefit for you. So what I would do normally on Father's Day is I'd get my dad and I'd take him out to a nice meal or something.
Yeah.
I can't do that because he's not here. I told you, you may have heard this. My sister called me and said, hey, Dad said maybe we'll take him out to a really nice dinner and then you could just put it for half the tab. I'm like, no. I'm not doing that, actually. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. How about something else? So I got my dad a gift. But if he was here, I would take him out. So if you're looking for a place to take dad on Father's Day, perhaps the butcher shop would be an idea because most dads I know like red meat, and the butcher shop has a whole
bunch of it. This dad does.
Yes, exactly.
This guy.
Yeah, maybe I could take you out for a nice meal since my dad's not here. But anyway, Al Watkins from the butcher shop is going to join us a little bit later and talk about some of the things they have going on for Father's Day if you're looking for some options. You cannot take your father to Crazy Mike's on Father's Day because, well, they're not open on Sundays, but they are open every other day. And you know what? Dad likes to eat on Saturday, too. So you could always take him in for some wings, some gumbo, maybe some crawfish bisque or a po' boy sandwich that's out of sight on Father's Day Saturday. See, that would really surprise Dad because he's going to be looking for something on Sunday.
Make it a whole weekend affair, though. Milk it.
No doubt. When I have a birthday, I make the whole week my birthday
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
I mean, why just celebrate one day when you can celebrate seven? At the very least, celebrate 2 days with Crazy Mike. Show Dad you love him with a whole plate full of wings. I made some wings at home last night. They sucked compared to Mike's. They're not that good.
I was gonna say they were good.
No, they were okay, but I can't make wings that are anywhere close to as good as.